Our Father, now dictating the note on Rosalie Cormier, Rosalie, last name Cormier, birthday 12/10/52, dictation 12/25/25. Patient presents with complaints of slight pain and discomfort with pressure to her right ear for the past 2 days. Has been using over-the-counter drops without benefits. Has a kit that she bought at the drugstore that allows visualization of the ear canal and tympanic membrane with a water infusion device that she hasn't used. She also wants to refill her anxiety medication that she's been taking for some years with benefit. Reveal symptoms. History. Has a history of anxiety, was worried about being separated from children, not able to see them, although you talk on the phone frequently, as she's told me in the past. Past history of anxiety disorder treated with Lexapro. Social history, lives next to a brother who's very helpful and has frequent contact with her. Two boys apparently don't have time to see her, but talks frequently to them on the phone. Physical exam, no acute distress, and I hear no throat within normal limits. Next up, I've got massive lungs. Excuse me, I have to go back up to head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. 1 plus tenderness to right trachus, T-R-A-G-U-S, with cerumen and external auditory canal. Heart with the rhythm, excuse me, neck sub without message, lung resuscitation progression. Heart with the rhythm without murmur to gallop, abdominal soft, again, major tenderness, back, skin, extremities, and psychiatric, all within normal limits. Impression, polyp anxiety disorder, and rhytotitis externa. Advise not to use Q-tips, but to use ear kit instead. Refill Lexapro and also give him prescription for Cardiospirin Otic. Follow up for high lipid disease and medical problems be seen every month. Excuse me, hypertension, cardiovascular disease, and high lipid disease. Be seen follow up in 3 months for routine care. Also to follow up with cardiologists and gastroenterologists that she's seen with routine care. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.